You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Stephanie Carver, and I am the Marketing Director at Halifax Shopping Centre. I've been in the position for just a little over 4 months right now, and I think what really drew me to this is that it's a position where we get to work with our retailers, our customers, an amazing team at Halifax Shopping Centre, and really work sort of on a community level. And it does really feel like it's part of the community. So that's really exciting for me. So I went to University of King's College. I have a journalism degree from there. And then I actually worked in the children's toy industry for about 8 years. Which was very exciting. It was very fast-paced, so very similar to Halifax Shopping Centre. But I think the big difference between that was that I was working primarily with international customers and distributors. So this is sort of a nice change where you can actually implement really interesting marketing strategies, and then you can see the changes and the difference that it's making at a retail level. I think it's definitely changing very quickly. I've lived here for over 10 years now, and even seeing how many new businesses are coming in is quite amazing. I mean, Halifax Shopping Centre does call themselves Atlantic Canada's fashion destination, and you really do see that. I mean, they did some renovations the last couple of years, and it's amazing in here. The first time I came in here, it really does feel like you're at sort of a shopping mall or a shopping center that you would find, you know, in LA or somewhere in a bigger city. And I think the stores also reflect that. The nice thing that we really try to do at Halifax Shopping Centre is that we do have these really big fashion forward stores. But then we also like to bring in some smaller stores and work with interesting retailers that you're not going to find elsewhere in Halifax necessarily. I mean, we have over 170 stores. Each of those retailers has multiple employees. But then beyond that, I mean, we have people who clean the Halifax Shopping Centre. We have people who work at our guest services. We have security. I know I was here earlier today in security. I think they have 4 or 5 students from Citadel High coming and shadowing them. So it's definitely an open environment, and I feel it's a really great learning environment. They definitely value bringing people in and teaching them skills and really seeing them sort of take off. And I know that's been something that's quite important to me as well. So it's nice to see those values. And I think that's definitely where marketing sort of fits in. And obviously coming into this role, it's very clear that the marketing strategy has really been responsive. So it's asking what the community is looking for and then trying to provide that, as opposed to forcing the community to fit our mold, I guess you could say. I think one of a really great example would be, we just had our Black Friday weekend. And I think when people think of Black Friday, they think of people breaking down doors and running in and, you know, trampling each other to get these door crashing deals. And we instead tried to make it a really nice weekend. We tried to slow it down. We had a free fashion show. We have live music playing. We opened a little lounge area where there's free coffee and cookies. So I think trying to create an experiential and a really nice, relaxing shopping environment. And then we do also work with a lot of community organizations. We're getting ready for Cop Shop, which is a program that we run where we actually take 50 kids. We work with Halifax Regional Police. They bring us the children. We provide money for them so that they can go and do a shopping spree for the holidays. They get little stockings and just kind of bring, you know, some happiness and like make their Christmas a little more special. We work with Make-A-Wish. We work with Autism Nova Scotia. Really a ton of organizations. I think there's quite a different strategy. I mean, we do definitely want to get these really big names. H&M, Zara, these are huge drawers for us. Michael Kors as well. And there's always kind of the competition. You want to sort of be the first one to get them here. You want to see what other people are doing. A lot of it is listening to customers. I mean, I know H&M and Zara, we had customers asking for these stores for years. So we do definitely listen to what our customers are asking for. But then we also like to bring in sort of smaller, more unique stores that maybe they haven't heard of. So I think Halifax is an interesting place where there are larger stores that maybe they're not familiar with it. So Halifax Shopping Centre brings a nice environment for people to discover new stores, whether it be fashion or health and beauty. There's quite a bit out there. Message from Halifax Shopping Centre. I think what I saw here on Black Friday weekend was people really enjoying themselves. They were here with their family. They were here with friends. And the focus wasn't on rushing in and checking off a list. It was finding a perfect gift. It was spending time having a cup of coffee or sitting in terrace. So I think that's it. Just taking that time and making sure we step back and really, really enjoy the season. Well, Santa is arriving this week. I think right now we are right in the middle of the Christmas season and the holiday season. So I think just keep checking back. There's going to be a ton of things going on throughout December. And then we are starting to plan for 2019. And I can't give anything away yet, but I know there's going to be some great surprises, especially for fashion lovers and then also for our families who are coming in. We do a few programs for that. So we definitely reach out to the different campuses. That's something we really work with. So that's new to Canada students or even just students who are new to Halifax. So in September, we go to all the campuses, educate them on what we have, what programs we have. We also are going to be implementing a new program in 2019. It's called AWE, A-W-E, and that is Acceptance Without Expectations. So the idea is that we are putting in programming to really show the diversity of Halifax and Canada, and that will be seen in the mall. So you can expect that in March. So it's all on our website. It's halifaxshoppingcenter.com and also our social media. We have a great social media team, and so our Instagram has awesome pictures of things that we're doing, our retailers are doing, and definitely our community members as well.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.